Okay, so to get our playoff preview started, we're going to start in the Freshman 1 division. So the way these previews will be working, just briefly for all of them, is I'll break down the semifinal matchups, which we know what are happening. I'll predict the winners of the semifinal matchups. So once I predict the winners of the semifinal matchups, that means, you know, I'm predicting who's going to be in the finals. Based on that predicted final, I'll give a quick preview of the final. And also, I'll try to predict the winner of the division. That being said, it's not always... I'm not going to go super in-depth into my final previews because, you know, I'm predicting the two teams are going to be there, and I'm sure there's going to be a ton of upsets on day, so it's not going to be entirely accurate. Now, that being said, let's get started in the Freshman 1 division. So Freshman 1 is the division of the Cougars, FC Saint Laurent, APH1, and the Buckeyes. So in the first seed, we have the Cougars. In the fourth seed, we have the Buckeyes. So our semifinal matchup is going to be Cougars against Buckeyes and FC Saint Laurent against APH1. Let's start off with Cougars against Buckeyes. So the Cougars have gone 8-0 on the season, whereas the Buckeyes have gone 0-7-1. So both of these teams are coming into the match with a slightly different record. That being said, I've liked what I've seen from the Buckeyes because I think they've been getting better as the season goes along. This is a team of put-together players, so they've never played together before this season. And you've definitely seen the fact that they've been starting to gel throughout the season. While it might not have been the result they're looking for in the last week of the season, they were able to tie 25-25 with APH1, which is a great result for the Buckeyes. And just going down the stretch, you know, before they'd lost APH1, the week after they had a tie with them, and they've been getting closer and closer in their game, so I do have confidence in the Buckeyes becoming a better team. You know, a good marker is always the quarterback play. If we look at the quarterback play for this team, Diego Laguna has been good. There's a slight little scratch on his records. It's the 10 interceptions he's thrown. That's something I'll definitely need to clean up going forwards as a quarterback. And while I do love the improvements that I've seen out of this team, and they've unequivocally been getting better, I think the Cougars are an absolute threat to be reckoned with this season. There's a reason they're 8-0. This is an extremely talented and well-put-together group. If you look, for example, at, you know, just their roster up and down, there's threats who can score or can, you know, hurt you on defense, just absolutely everyone on this roster. Jérémy Saint-Ville is one of my favorite players in this division. I think he's probably the quickest, fastest, twitchiest receiver. And really, that's something that's extremely hard to stop. You know, in junior, where tackling is a big concern, having a player who can stop, juke, cut laterally is a huge advantage for the Cougars. On the defensive side of the ball, you know, again, Jérémy Saint-Ville leading the charge in just about every single category. 6 INTs, 3 of those he returned for touchdowns, just impressive. You know, 2 sacks as well, because why not? 6 PDs. And going down the board, what I like to see from this team on defense, the fact that they have 7 different players who've all registered interception this season. That's definitely very impressive. Quarterback Matthew Cooper is their second leading defender with 15 tackles, 4 INTs, and 2 PDs. We often see these good quarterbacks wind up being very good on defense as well, not only because they're good athletes, but because, you know, they know how to read a defense, so they know how to read an offense. They understand both sides of the ball, and they're very good at shooting and making plays. And one final thing I like from this Cougars team, has also a point they can improve, is their rushing. So, you know, if you total it up on the season, they have, I think, 11 sacks, which is very good. It's over a sack a game, which is a benchmark you love to see in FPF Junior. That being said, they don't have one rusher who's dominant. They have Eddie Wright and Ethan Feldman, who've both been very good rushing this season. They have 3 and 4 sacks, respectively. They don't have, you know, that one rusher with all 11 sacks themselves, so I presume they're switching up rushers. What switching up rushers does is it changes the speed at which they come into a quarterback and keeps an opposing quarterback guessing. So while I do like that because it makes opposing quarterbacks guess, I would love to see this team with a dominant rusher. If this team had a truly, truly, you know, absolute stud rusher who himself had 20 sacks on the season, they'd be absolutely unstoppable. And they have gone 8-0, but they've had some close games. With that dominant rusher, they'd be a real force. Not that they aren't already, but they'd just be that, you know, that one step higher. So now if we look at our second matchup in the semifinals, we have FC Saint Laurent 5-3, who are the 2 seed facing off against the 3 seed APH1. So FC Saint Laurent have had a very strong season. I think their only Their only losses this season have come to the dominant Cougars. So, you know, most recently they lost to the Cougars 28-14 in week 5, which was a bit of a surprising match. I expected that to be closer. Because, you know, the first 2 games between these teams had been 1 score, and that game was a 2-score game. But, you know, some weeks you're just not there. Some weeks your head's not as much in the game. And it just doesn't always work out. And that being said, they also didn't have their quarterback that game, which makes a huge difference. So if we look at this roster again, what I love about FC Saint Laurent is their experience. They're a really talented group of players which have been in FPF for a long time, which makes a huge difference. And Lucas Omidaham is really a fantastic quarterback. He can do a bit of everything. He's very good throwing the ball. He's made the most of his rush attempts. Look at this. He's rushed the ball only 16 times per season, which is twice per game. But he's ran for 300 yards. And on those 16 rushes, 8 were good for touchdowns, which is really a fantastic statistic. It means 1 out of every 2 of his rushes he's running for a touchdown. He's averaging 1 rushing touchdown a game. On the receiving side of the ball, again, I like to see the fact that this team has 3 leading receivers, not just 1. They have Emmanuel Brindalos, who's had a great season with 271 receiving yards. They have Mathieu Lamontagne Herrera with another 200. Joan Furrier, 200 of his own. So they have a really well-rounded out group of receivers, and just about everyone can get their hands on the ball. Now, if we turn our attention over to APH1, they haven't had the season they hoped for. They're 2-5-1, and they haven't beat they haven't beat FC Saint Laurent during the regular season. That being said, they have had some, you know, close games with Saint Laurent. They were within 1 score of tying Saint Laurent in week 1. That being said, when it came to week 3, the score difference is a bit bigger. I think there's around, you know, a 20-point gap between the two teams. So unfortunately, I'm not sure they're tracking in the right direction to beat FC Saint Laurent, but I definitely think they'll be able to put up a fight. Again, this team has some players who we've seen around in FPF before, and we know we'll be able to make a difference. Kevin Leach, quarterback, has had one of the better seasons in the division. He's posted an 81.1 quarterback rating, and what really impressed me is the fact that he's passed for 1,200 yards. That's a ton of yards to pass for an FPF junior. 22 TDs. That being said, he is a gunslinger, but you know, when you're a gunslinger, look, who has the most interceptions in FPF history? It's Brett Favre. And Kevin Leach has 12 interceptions on the season. So I think, you know, whenever you're throwing 12 interceptions, it's definitely a challenge. He's done a lot of good things, you know, gaining yards, but he's definitely taken some risks in that process. And I think against a team like FC Saint Laurent, taking those risks is not something they can necessarily permit themselves. I think one interception essentially could ice this game and decide in favor of FC Saint Laurent. Well, I think Kevin Leach will have a great game. I could see him passing for, you know, up to 200 yards in this one. I'm not sure he'll be able to keep that interception stat at 0, and that's why I think FC Saint Laurent will eventually come out on top and win this one. So if we follow my predictions, I have FC Saint Laurent facing off against the Cougars in the finals, which is the final which most people expected. I'm not going to go too long into the final prediction because this clip's already approaching 8-9 minutes. But suffice to say, I think the Cougars are going to take this on the final, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than anything we've seen in the past between these two teams. I think it's going to be a 1 or 2 point game coming right down to the wire. But the Cougars have won against FC Saint Laurent 3 times. I think they now know how to beat FC Saint Laurent, and I see them doing it again, and they're going to finish this weekend by hosting a trophy.